Attic.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. This is hour number two. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And, Rick, we were talking about Schott's Supermarket, hour number one.
Good morning.
It's small grocery store.
I know, Rick, the Schott's Supermarket. The commercial. Okay, so Schott's has $35,000. Are they going to get that money back?
Well, they're fighting for it. And I called them over. Let me just do an overview of what happened. So this is a small supermarket. It's not a large chain. And they've been attacked by the federal government's forfeiture reach. And what they've done, the federal government obtained a secret warrant and took every dollar out of the Deco family's grocery store bank account, $35,000, actually a little bit more than that, without any warning or explanation. Now, there is no indication that the Deco family has done anything whatsoever wrong. Okay. But the IRS and the U.S. Department of Justice teamed up to seize their money using an abusive tactic called civil forfeiture. So that's one of the most serious things that our government is doing to us. They are just stealing our money. And because maybe there is some suspicion that possibly money laundering is going on. Now, that could be any business. It could be a pizza business. It could be a Subway, you know, franchise.
Probable
it could
cause.
Be any business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there has been no explanation at all. The money's just gone. And these bankers go along with it. You know, if I worked at a bank, I'd say, no, I want proof that or probable cause before I'm going to let you steal money out of my customer's account.
This new law that allowed them to do that, how does that work?
Rick, basically, it's called civil forfeiture, and the government can go to a bank and take money out of an account. Now,
It had to do with under $9,000 deposits. You know, when I ran my cone business, I did that so that I wouldn't be inspected because I was running as much as $60,000 a week through an account harvesting pine cones. And, you know, they would wire me money and then I would spell it out to crews each day that they did the work. And there was a lead time where the trucks were en route from Oregon to, you know, Indiana or wherever they were going. And and I always did it under $9,000 a given day to different accounts so that they wouldn't be inspected and, you know, and that kind of thing. What did they do? They did put more than $10,000 in at some point, and that allowed them to seize it?
Well, Rick, we don't know the facts, but what we do know is that the money has been taken.
I want to know, because if there's loopholes in the law, that's important to know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, federal law does require banks to report cash transactions in excess of $10,000 to the IRS. Now, you know that it's illegal to structure one's transactions. But, you know, I've been to our bank and I said, look, I do things in cash. And I just want to let you know who I am and what I do. And by the way, if you guys report me, I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell everybody I know because I'm not doing anything illegal, anything immoral, or anything wrong. But I do pay cash for things, and I don't want the government knowing all of my business. Now, they can, banks are required to report suspicious transactions. So let's say a person does nothing with cash and all of a sudden spends $2,600 or wants $2,600 in cash. The bank may say, geez, you know, that those guys never do anything like this. That's
profiling.
Kind of suspicious. But but here's the problem. Cash is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So who are these people monitoring our purchases? And, you know, this drug stuff, I don't buy any of it. I think the government is in the
drug
business.
It's a push to put us back onto credit cards. And I don't know if you've noticed the news lately, but the actual use of credit cards is way down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People are not using credit cards like they used to, which I think is a good thing, by the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are advocating here at USAPrepares.com, we are advocating the use of cash as much as possible to keep transactions private, out of the prying eyes of the government. And I really mean that. We try to use cash as much as possible. Anyway, Mrs. Finelli came up to me this morning before the broadcast, and she said, wow, sales must be down at Sam's Club because they're offering, if you renew your membership with Sam's Club, they will give you another membership for someone else for free. So for $45, we can renew our membership, our business membership with Sam's Club, and they'll give us another membership for free. So obviously, they are looking for new members, too. And that's something that Sam's has never done before. Sam's Club.
Walmart's starting to hurt. That's why they're now advertising that they're now carrying more American-made products. That's a big program right now with Walmart.
Yeah, a little too late after they've sold our jobs out to
The second part of the news I sent you is all those Chinese military that came into the United States yesterday and the big banners that when the government falls, you know, they'll take care of our rights for us. I saw a really interesting another article I sent to you.
Well, let's get back to this.
On our soils as of right now. It's happening.
Very disturbing.
The way you connect dots,
I wish I were
no explanation.
Mm-hmm. I wish I were more up to speed on exactly all the details of that. But let me get back to the Deco family in Schott Supermarket.
And
in just outside of Detroit, I talked to them over the weekend, and they said they would get back to me on Monday after they talked to their lawyer. And they have not gotten back to me. So I don't know. And it's possible that their lawyer is saying, you know, don't go on the radio and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. I met a man named Mark Baker. And he's got a farm. And he has he's got 70 hogs. And he's being fined $10,000 a piece, $700,000 by the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan. And I met with him in Indiana. We talked for a while, and he was on the radio with us. And he was, you know, trying to do things the right way in his mind, and he was trying to work with the system. And then he decided that maybe he would use our tactics. And I got forwarded a video, and here's what he did. He's using exactly the tactics we use here at USAPrepares.com. He went on YouTube. And he's putting up the pictures of these thugs who are giving him a hard time and who are demanding that he pay a fine of $700,000 for raising what they call wild or feral pigs on his farm. And they're not. So he's exposing the people and the business cards and their names and the pictures on YouTube. And I'll tell you what, they hate it. They absolutely hate it. These government thugs like to hide behind their jobs and can't find them and you can't call them. But now that we have the internet in such wide use, we can put their pictures on the internet, on YouTube, and expose them. And it really works great. So anyway, that's the plan. And what they do is they will come to our farms, our properties, in force. When they pull you over, it's not just one cop, it's multiple cops. So they gang up on us. So what we do is we use the internet to gang up on them individually. And Rick, let me play my response to the partial government shutdown and the Mount Rushmore monument. Let me just play this for a second. And this is something that I'm running on one of our affiliates, KUNQ. I'm on the air every night at 10 o'clock. Let me just play this. Our federal government dreams up the most amazing stunts to harm we the people. The National Park Service, under direction from the highest levels of the federal government, has placed barriers along the highway, preventing motorists from pulling over and looking at Mount Rushmore from a distance. Mount Rushmore features sculptures of the faces of four United States presidents: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. But during the partial government shutdown, the national monument is off limits to you. Here's my question to the current administration. Just what do you think George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln would think about your latest stunt? The stunt to keep us from looking at the monument that we paid for, built, and we own. I suggest you take that stick out of our eye. For more information, stay with us. USAPrepares.com. Starting 10 o'clock at night, right here on the Rooster Radio Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Well, there you have it. So that's my reaction to, within 60 seconds, to not letting us even pull over to the side of the road and look at Mount Rushmore. The Park Service, National Park Service, has erected cones on the side of the road. So from the vantage points where you could pull over and say, "Oh, there it is. You know, there's Abraham Lincoln." And it's outrageous, absolutely outrageous. So, Rick, we're in a lot of trouble. The government is in our face. They're doing all kinds of things, and it really bothers me. But can we talk about Fukushima?
Yeah, we can.
And the two-headed calf that was born. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. Two-headed calf born in Vermont. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. His website is richardallenmiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. RichardAlanMiller.com. And he's got some great books if you're interested in perusing the choices, and you may purchase the books online. And you may even be able to request that Rick will sign them and personalize them for you. Rick, in 1986, there was a nuclear catastrophe at Chernobyl. Radioactivity went into the air, went to the ground. There were downwinders. And I remember about 10 years after that, in Parade magazine, they showed a picture of a newborn horse, and this horse had 8 legs. Now, after Fukushima went off in March of 2011, there have been some very strange things that have happened. For example, in Vermont this month, a two-headed calf was born. The calf was 75 pounds. That's about right. Two heads, two snouts, one brain. Now, this calf can moo and eat with both heads. And the calf appears to be healthy, but of course it's very, very rare. In New Zealand, a calf was born with 8 legs, 4 ears, 2 bodies, 1 head, but it was stillborn. And in Switzerland, in 2012, there was a 6-legged calf born. So what I'm asking you, Rick, is as we look at these nuclear events, Chernobyl, the leaks that we had at Three Mile Island that they said, it's just steam, don't worry about it, it's okay, everybody's fine. And then years later they said, well, actually it was radioactive steam and it was really pretty dangerous. And downwind from the Three Mile Islanders. I remember seeing a video on television many, many years ago, and this man in a neighborhood had a dandelion leaf, and he had his arm stretched out at one end of the...
That's particulate matter that came from the cloud that fell down on a single plant and mutated it.
Yeah, but the leaf was 3 feet long, Rick.
Yeah, it mutated it. It mutated it. Listen, there's reports as of this morning about starfish die-off up in Nanaimo and Canada. It's unbelievable. And the radiation now is starting to show its effects on a day-to-day basis. Thousands of Japanese right now are reporting nosebleeds in health care. It's a huge event going on over in Japan right now. Everybody, kids, are having nosebleeds all the time now. And they're not even talking about it, but it's on the media. There it is. Fukushima, I don't think people realize that Fukushima is far more serious than Chernobyl. It's just way more. And Chernobyl caused mutation in plants on our soil.
Rick, we said early on, actually the day after Fukushima, and this is the quote, that this is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. People thought we were crazy, Rick, when we said it. But it's coming to light that it's not crazy, Rick. It's absolutely true.
There's some serious concerns about the amount of radiation that's leaking into the ocean every day right now since the event. Worse, last week's report showed a bunch of bluefin tuna being harvested off the coast of San Francisco, and all of them showed radiation. I would not eat anything from the Pacific Ocean right now. I wouldn't do it. I don't do it. That's me. I live on the coast. I don't eat fish anymore. Unfortunately, even growth ponds are probably going to become contaminated. In fact, it's a good argument for putting in your own garden now. Trust me when I tell you that.
Rick, I absolutely believe it, and that's what we're doing. And there's another component to this. It's everywhere. That radioactivity, the fallout is all over the planet. And it's hotter in some areas than others. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about one of my concerns living here on the farm. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be back. We're going to talk about radioactivity.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, RichardAllanMiller.com, RichardAllanMiller.com. If you're interested in any of his many books that he's written, you may purchase them right on the website. Rick, we're talking about Fukushima. We're talking about the two-headed calf that was born in Vermont. And, Rick, I live on a farm, and you've been to the farm. And our farm is on a dirt road. And I'm so concerned about the radiation that when I drive a four-wheeler to check the cows, which I do very often, after the broadcast, I'll go out and check the cows. I'll hop on a four-wheeler, and I will wear a respirator-type dust mask because I want to make sure that I don't breathe the dust, which may contain radioactive particles.
That's real smart. That's good protection, yeah.
But Rick, we're looking at this massive, massive starfish die-off. Now, this is in the oceans. I don't ever, Rick, in my entire life, I don't ever remember reading about a starfish die-off. Now, radioactive particles are heavy.
They turn into, a slush. It's unbelievable. It's insidious.
Rick, these radioactive particles on the periodic table, they're heavy. So don't they go to the bottom? And isn't that where these starfish live?
Well, yeah, they live off the bottom. That's why they've always told you not to eat crab or shellfish like lobster, because they're bottom feeders. That's what they do, is any of the toxins, heavy metals, whatever, that's where it's going to be, is on the surface of the ocean floor. And but now with radioactive material, the kelp may help us. I don't know that. Kelp, like bladderwrack and laminaria, some of these others that are red algae, they call them red algae and green algae, they will bioremediate heavy metals out of your body. There is another technique that's being used by Japan where it's in a form of electrolysis, where you put your feet in water and they have electrodes in there that pull the ions out of the bottoms of your feet. That's where all your lactic and uric acid goes because of gravity. And so if you're a heavy meat eater, your feet are probably loaded with uric and lactic acid. You can, when you're doing a foot massage, you can actually feel these little crystals being crunched into smaller crystals. And you need to get that shit out of your body. And there's things that you can take. I have often used also pyrolytic clay. I'll take an ounce of pyrolytic clay and put it in cranberry juice, a bottle of cranberry juice, shake it up, keep it in the fridge, and chug it over a one-day or two-day period max. And my stool that comes out is white. And what it does is it grabs all the heavy metals and toxins out of your body. It's part of a detox program I do when I'm trying to get rid of worms in my gut.
Mm-hmm. And Rick, where do those worms come from?
Well, you know that just as well as anybody. Public water. Most of your water that has been chlorinated and or filtered is rampant with H. pylori and other kinds of worms that will eventually cause indigestion and digestion problems. Really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So pyrolytic clay, you take.
Pyrolytic clay is one of them I use. There's green clays. The women use that on the surface of their face to pull toxins out of the skin. Well, the same thing happens on the inside of your body. And so what you're doing on the external, you can do on the internal. And Norm Shealy would probably even be able to talk even more fully about that. The heavy metal parts in your body, aside from, gut problems and so on, you can use hydrogen peroxide, that's a good one, or apple cider vinegar, to change some of the bacterial flora a little bit, and then go in with bladderwrack, laminaria, one of the red or green algaes that you get out of the ocean. Those will hook up to heavy metals and take it straight into the stool. That's, one way to do it.
Okay, I don't know if you meant
that. Like iodine, too. Iodine is used mostly for the thyroid and trying to protect it. Mostly at our age, it's not, we're pretty well already. But children's thyroids are very, unprotected. And that's where I would be, like in milk, where you get strontium 90 or some of the other things that we saw from Fukushima and Chernobyl. These things get into the food. Milk, when you're drinking milk, realize that the cow has foraged over a large acreage and ingested a large amount of food into its gut, which means if there's radioactive fallout, you can count on it. That's why they would say that goat milk is possibly more toxic from heavy metals falling from the sky kind of thing. And right now, after we've had rain, there they are doing chemtrails. Yesterday, I don't get what it's all about. And I know that that particulate is falling on our plants, just like radioactive materials are. They do not educate us on why they're doing it. And if the budgets got cut for our parks, how come they're still doing chemtrails? How does that work?
Well, Rick, there is civil disobedience going on all over the country right now because
we're talking about that Chinese army that just came into the United States. It's going to get weird. It's going to get weird. And I can only always quote Mahatma Gandhi, that, you know, the non-violence part of it. There is no excuse. And while you think that's stupid, all you need to do is give them an excuse like these loopholes on that being able to go into someone's bank account. You know, we're over encumbered with laws that are self-serving and in many cases harmful to the community. That's why the state of Colorado is right now in full revolt between the Grand Old Party and all of that to secede from the union with the 51st state, which is the rural communities of Colorado. That's happening right now today. It probably won't happen, but it has brought it to the tension to the point where the governor made comment on that. And I have to tell you, what I'm seeing happening in America right now is everybody's fed up. Everybody.
Rick, I don't know anybody who's happy. Honestly, I don't know anybody who's happy with anything that's going on. And you know, I was thinking about you this morning. You wanted to make your website, you know, positive. And I was thinking...
Well, no, I do. You know, what I want to do is proactive. In other words, enabling you, like a lie detector, if, you know, you don't have to worry about a lie detector test. Here's how you beat them. You know, that kind of thing, rather than... being intimidated like that poor kid was and sent to prison for 16 years. You know, wonder what kind of compensation they're going to do for him.
Well, I can tell you that he has won many lawsuits. One of them was from the city of Palmyra for $5.4 million, but they took the best years of his life. Rick, here's what he's doing.
He is
absolutely adamant about exposing the injustices of the justice system. He's absolutely adamant.
Because it's flawed. It's based on the wrong kinds of incentives. Like I said in law enforcement here, the ones that went corrupt are based on numbers where for so many convictions they get a certain budget, and that's that. And it's DARE and some of these other drug-related agencies that are not so much interested in preventing crime as they are numbers. A DA is going after so many convictions so that he's can become a governor or something like that. It's the corruption is the wrong incentive. It puts on people the wrong kinds of values for why they would want to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's exposing the fact that felons are not allowed to be on juries. And the reason he feels that's the case is because felons understand how the system can abuse you and what it's like being in prison, and they're afraid the justice system or the injustice system is afraid.
You know what they do when they can't take you out? They put you in a cell with someone that's got tuberculosis, and then they try to run you through county health. They do it here just like that. When they can't take someone out one way, they do it another.
Mm-hmm. Matt, do we have a caller? I'm looking on the stack. Matt, I don't see any text with it. Do we have... Oh, no? Okay. All right. I was just looking at... Class, I have a stack.
Well, that's the corona mass ejections we're currently enjoying. No, we are getting some serious radiation in. It came in a couple days ago. That suspicious observers on YouTube is what I key into every day. It's a 4-minute report on what's going on astronomically with our Earth. And what the real problem is with ISON is most likely we may get some trail of debris in our atmosphere. And it could be weird, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. What can happen, however, is like a full moon where people go crazy because of the electromagnetic body that large affecting your biological salts in your body. You know, when you have a mass like that, that's how in astrology you use it to key off when you start a ritual or something. It's always with the phase of the moon. And really, these astronomies or astrologies affect our behavior, lunacy, whatever. And when iSun goes through, it's so close. That is a large electromagnetic body that it's a big magnet. And when it goes through here, imagine what that's going to do to the fields of Earth and how those are going to affect you. Watch for this in the next couple of days when iSun goes through. Watch your behavior and your feelings and things. Very revealing.
Rick, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because when we come back, I'm going to ask you, you talk to a lot of people all over the country, all over the world. Are you finding that we are becoming more lazy, more lethargic, no get up and go? Are you finding that people are telling you that is their experience? When we come back, let's talk about that.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Don't answer! answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day you've got your
take mine. You got these
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Professor, Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the line, and if you'd like to go to his website, RichardAllanMiller.com, RichardAllanMiller.com, and you can contact him from the website, you can stay in touch with him, you can ask him questions, and also you can purchase some of his books. Rick, we've got Mike from Tennessee on with us. Mike from Tennessee, you're on with Rick Miller.
Good morning, Dr. Miller and Vincent. I sent an email earlier, and I just now was able to get back online. And what I was wondering is if there is a material that could be used to isolate the spent fuel rods at the Fukushima nuclear plant, but would allow for the dissipation of the heat and still allow for their removal if necessary without contact. Now, I hear that the contact of the rods would be a bad thing. However,
that's the problem with that design was that when General Electric designed that, and we have like 17 of these type of reactors here in North America, there was a temporary fix to cool the rods, and the plan was to create a more final solution, and that has not yet been done.
Well, as I understand, because they're suspended in a pool of water, it's not a conductivity issue, because obviously the water can conduct.
So we're cooling them. It's that they're hot. They're like when water hits it, it starts to boil. That's how hot they are. They're like, and what you have to do is keep them cool for a couple of centuries.
Well, what I was considering as a solution, perhaps some type of a semi-solid material that would isolate the rods and disperse the heat in some form of like a liquid nitrogen solution that would be a semi-solid, so that kind of like a jello, if you will, something that is semi-solid so that it would isolate them, but yet also dissipate the heat rapidly. And you could create a heat sink, kind of like on a computer where you've got a heat sink that dissipates the heat and the fan blows it out of the computer instead of dumping contaminated water into the ocean, you could create a heat sink that you could transfer the heat to another material that could easily be dissipated into the ocean because it's right
that
there.
That concept is a standard one now that I'm certain is being studied. But candidly, they still do not yet have, their solution right now was to cap it with cement. Just cap it, and, you know, so that it wouldn't leak the water into the ocean. That's the problem. Their water is leaking when they pour the water through the cooler rods. Some of that water is now leaking, and they can't go down there and seal the leak because it's radioactive. And so what do? They're allowing it to continue to leak in the ocean. And the exploring now of what they're saying is there will be nominal effects on marine life, and yet one in four children in Tokyo has thyroid problem. The fish that we're finding on the west coast of America is now contaminated, and now we're starting to see other anomalies up in Alaska. I don't have a solution to that. That would be what I would think is the single most important research for men right now.
Rick,
and I don't think anybody's really going at it with that kind of intentionality.
Rick, when I studied under Isaac Asimov back in the 1960s, he taught us that a control rod was used to control the rate of fission in a nuclear reactor, and we could use boron as one of the elements in those rods. Why can't we do that? Can we add these boron rods in the pile of spent fuel to slow down the reaction?
I don't know. That is not my area of expertise, and I have concern that that concept of design was basically a temporary solution, not a final solution on how to do it, and that it didn't work that well. And if you didn't have electricity, like the grid, you're in trouble.
Yeah, to cool down, to run the circulating pumps. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thanks for being with us. You know, General Electric class has done more damage to the planet probably than any other single company with the failure of the nuclear reactors, the failure of the design. That's above all honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.